Jen Zamperali on 2FM with Leia Healthcare. Always a beat ahead. Visit leiahealthcare.ie. Leia Healthcare, looking after you always.
Kids are well back to school at this stage and winter's on the doorstep. We all spend a load of time indoors during the darker months, and if you have young kids, you'll want their immune systems in good nick to keep the bugs at bay. But what I want to know is whether adding vitamins to their diets is a good thing. Are they really effective, or are they just great marketing success that makes very little difference? Well, joining me now to fill me in on this is pharmacist and founder of the Wonder Care podcast, Sheena Mitchell. Sheena, thanks so much for coming into us today.
Thanks for having me.
Not at all. We're delighted to have you. I want to ask you first, right? In an ideal world, is there a need for vitamin supplements at all, or does a balanced diet kind of provide everything you need?
So 100% food is the best way to get your multivitamins and minerals. We know that we absorb it really well from food. Mm. And you have to remember that even if you didn't eat and you just took multivitamin tablets, you're not going to get any carbohydrates, fats, protein. You know, so your body needs a lot more than just supplements. So real, natural, healthy, balanced diet is, of course, the best way to go. Mm. However, there's one caveat to that for all people, especially children, but even actually the elderly as well. And that's vitamin D.
Okay.
So vitamin D, we can't really consume in any meaningful amount. Uh-huh. Our body produces it in response to the sun. And in Ireland, even during the summer, because of our latitude, it's just not a good idea to be out in the sun.
Yeah,
you know?
Of course. Yeah,
So we do need to supplement with vitamin D. And that would really, that's HSE guidance for every age group.
Okay. And like people heard a lot about, and always hear a lot about vitamin D during flu season and stuff like that. But we don't, like you say, there's this stuff that we can't get from food. And also kids can kind of be fussy eaters, can't they? And they're not necessarily going to take in everything that they need through food. Do you recommend vitamins to bridge that gap in the periods of development with kids?
Yeah, 1,000%. Because as a parent myself, as an adult, even driving in this morning, having my almond cross on and my coffee, like my diet wasn't balanced and healthy.
But that's what I was thinking when you were coming in. I was like, I know she's talking about kids, but honestly, I might take a few tips from this myself. Do you know what I mean?
There are times in our lives that are busy. Yeah. There are times in our lives when we're toddlers and we have taken a notion to not like anything with sauce or anything green or anything that isn't beige or dry. Like, children exert a lot of their kind of, I suppose, autonomy around that time, and they try and get control, and they also have a lot of aversions to do with kind of sensory things, like whether food is wet or dry. So 100% vitamins can be really, really useful to bridge that gap, as you said.
That's it's really hard for parents, and I think just for people in general, to tell the difference between what's marketing and what's proper advice. So what would you say to them and to people generally who are trying to make informed decisions about this, but specifically for vitamins for your kids? Like, how do you get past the kind of marketing spin, I suppose?
Yeah, and it is difficult because every manufacturer will promise you the earth, moon and stars. And realistically, this is why I made charts to make this so much easier, just to get rid of the marketing and all of the nonsense that goes with it.
Yeah.
So talking in facts, the EU actually recommend 16 minerals and vitamins as essential, and they have recommended intake allowances for that. So that's kind of what you want to be striving for in your intake on a daily basis to have optimum health.
Okay.
So if you're talking about other ingredients, a lot of those that are, you know, maybe marketed and make products more expensive, a lot of those don't have evidence to back them up.
Okay.
So if you're looking for clinically proven and the essential minerals and vitamins, there are charts. So I created these. They're available to download on my website for free to kind of make it easier for parents to pick products.
Sure.
So that's on wondercare.ie, and I'll pop up a link on @wondercare_IRL on Instagram.
Brilliant.
So that people can get that. But in essence, what you're looking for, if you have that chart, you can then look through and see what levels of vitamins your child might be falling short in.
Okay.
And it also shows you which foods they're present in, so that you can say, okay, well, look, maybe if we eat a bit more dairy, or we eat a bit more meat produce, we'll be able to bridge that gap naturally.
Yeah.
But when you can't, there are products available. What I would say is a lot of products, and I'm not mentioning any names, but a lot of supermarket brands and things like that would have vitamins, and they'd have a whole range of ingredients on the back. But actually, the levels of vitamins vitamin in them is so low that you may as well be taking nothing.
Okay. So all right. That's good to know.
You do have to be careful.
Yeah. You said there earlier about beige food, and I'm a connoisseur of beige food myself a lot of the time, but explain that term for us if you can.
Yeah, so beige food was the most common answer that I got when I did an Instagram poll lately on what's your child's diet like? So crackers, pasta, yeah, carbs, chips, goujons, like literally yeah, a beige diet. And we know that we need to be eating a rainbow and yeah, getting lots of different food groups and even proteins and things like eggs and stuff like that. And beige foods tend to be dry, first mm-hmm, of all, so no sensory issues with that. Mm-hmm. And they also aren't scary, but they're great for, you know, energy stores. So yep, immediate short-term energy boosts, and because they're high in carbs.
Yeah, yeah.
Which is fantastic. Carbs, you know, are not a bad thing.
Yes.
They get a bad name, but as a marathon runner, you know, I relied heavily yeah, on carbs there recently.
Of course.
Carbs are important, but they're not enough, and they don't deliver a whole range of minerals and vitamins. And with minerals and vitamins, there are some that are fat soluble. So mm, these are ones that are stored in your body so that they, you know, you can keep them for when you need them. And that's vitamin A, D, E and K.
Okay.
It's important to remember those. So I always say, remember ADEK, A, D, E and
K. Oh yeah, okay, that's good.
Yeah, because you can actually overdose on them.
Okay. Whereas
all of the rest of the vitamins that you take in, like your vitamin C's, your B vitamins, all of those, they're all actually water soluble.
Okay.
So if you take too many of them, your body just isn't going to use them and you'll excrete them. So that's okay, why a lot of people will refer to vitamins that you don't need as expensive urine, because that is the reality yeah, of it. You know?
I've heard that before. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So the beige food then, like you said, is kind of, carbs are great, and carbs are, you know, as you said, have gotten a bad rap for many years, but they just don't provide everything.
Exactly. Yeah, yeah. Yeah. And a lot of them are fortified, so it's worth saying that. So some of the cereals, for example, have extra folic acid in
okay,
them. And actually that's just, I know we're primarily talking about kids, but every woman of a childbearing age should be taking folic acid.
Okay.
So that and vitamin D for everyone are kind of the universal recommendations.
Okay.
And cereal can be quite good for that, but you know, you're not going to get everything from it, and you're not going to get, you know, a balance really of all of your nutrients.
Can I ask you, are there any particular signs to look out for to say that your child would benefit from a vitamin supplement?
Yeah, so there are a few, and we often get this in the pharmacy.
Yeah.
So one main thing, there's a few that you kind of wouldn't be expecting, but
sure,
one of the main ones, people will come in and say, okay, my child's always tired and they're always catching every cold and bug that's going.
Mm-hmm.
So if a child is really tired, it could be a general, you know, vitamin deficiency. It could just be that they're battling a virus or a bug.
Mm.
But what I would say is B vitamins are really helpful for releasing energy in your body. So
okay,
that they're the vitamins that function to work with the rest of your energy source to release energy to use. So
okay,
they're important to keep on top of, and they generally are found in lots of different foods, but even, you know, so say vegans might find this tricky because
mm-hmm,
a lot of them are in meat, fish, eggs.
Okay.
So
okay,
that's a good one for vegans to be aware of.
Yeah.
And then your immune vitamins are kind of vitamin A, E, C and zinc.
Okay.
So a zinc deficiency kind of looks like that child maybe who's catching cold after cold and enough.
A bit wrecked. And
yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
But
yeah,
there are other ones that are more long term. And for me, this is an area I'm really passionate about.
Mm.
One of them is weight gain and obesity. So
okay,
this is the same for adults and kids. When we're eating a lot of processed food,
mm,
so we're not eating a healthy, balanced diet,
mm,
we're not actually getting, say, the likes of protein and all of the minerals and vitamins. And so our body is screaming out for more food. So we're always hungry.
Yeah.
But we're just putting in empty calories,
mm-hmm,
which aren't, you know, fueling our bodies.
Okay.
And as a result of that, we're always hungry. It's
okay,
like the difference between regular sugar and sweetener.
Sure.
Your body recognizes regular sugar and it'll tell you it's full, but it
yes,
doesn't recognize that in sweetener.
Oh,
so you can eat and
yeah,
eat and eat. And so I think that's something to watch out for, because, you know, people always imagine kind of an emaciated, sickly child.
Yeah, yeah.
But actually it can be the child that's tired and maybe a little bit overweight as well.
Okay.
You know, so it's all about fueling a child's body properly,
yeah,
so that they're able to engage in exercise and they're able to, you know, have a regular appetite.
Sure. That's really interesting. What other health conditions are there that you would benefit, I guess, from the addition of vitamins and supplements?
Yeah. Well, do you know, 1 in 50 people in Ireland, whether they know it or not, are celiac. And I spent yesterday at the Celiac Society for Ireland roadshow because my 11-year-old is celiac.
1 in 50?
1 in 50.
Wow.
400,000 people in Ireland, and most are undiagnosed.
Oh God.
So anyone who has any kind of malabsorption disorder like celiac disease, which so many of us do, will have a damaged gut. So their little villi in their stomach aren't working properly, which means you can't absorb your minerals and nutrients. So even if you're eating this amazing diet, your body is actually too damaged to be able to absorb the nutrition from it. So those groups definitely have to be really careful and ensure that they're meeting, you know, their dietary requirements. And also checking out the Celiac Society website is good because it'll give you signs and symptoms and when you should get checked with the GP. I'd really urge, from my own personal experience, urge people to go and get checked for celiac disease.
I had no idea it was that common.
So
that's
high.
That's wild. I wanted to talk to you about, you were talking about expensive pee there earlier. We have had that conversation before on this show, actually, about expensive pee. Vitamins can be expensive, can't they? And like, without, I guess, getting into any particular brands, you were saying about, you know, maybe supermarket brands or something maybe on the lower end of the scale, the levels of stuff that would be in those, just you might as well not be taking them.
Exactly.
How do you know when the extra few bob is worth it, I guess?
So this is exactly why I wanted to make this chart.
Yeah.
So the chart, and I know like I sound like a mad person talking about this chart, but it cuts all the nonsense out and it spells it out so easily for parents just to look at.
Yeah.
So you really need to be sure that your essential vitamins and minerals are in it. But for example, you might have a child who you want to give an immune boost. So you're looking out for the correct levels of A, E, C and zinc.
Okay.
There might be other children then who you might think aren't eating any red meat, are a bit pale, fatigued, and you might want something with a small amount of iron in it, do you know? I would say iron isn't something that you generally give supplements for in kids without seeing a doctor, but a small amount in a supplement, you know, based on a poor diet is fine.
Yeah.
And then you've really sporty kids who sweat a lot, who might just actually need things like magnesium to help their muscles. They might be complaining of muscle pain at night and things, or cramps. And also all of their general B vitamins and energy, if they're doing a lot of sport, can be lost through sweat and you do need to replace them.
Like, so it's brilliant. Like the gender of your kid, does that make any difference in terms of what you should be giving them basically?
So for the under nines, none.
Okay.
From 9 and up, there are very, very slight differences between, you know, small things like chromium. Chromium is something that regulates blood sugar, and actually boys need slightly, but I mean, we're talking minimal amounts more of that, and same with manganese. But really and truly, no. Like until you get to the kind of childbearing age where you're introducing folic acid. And obviously once a woman or girl starts their period, you know, and then they might be deficient in iron or need other kind of support. But really between two healthy children or two, you know, malnourished children, either way, it's the same.
Okay, that's good to know. And the basic vitamins, say if somebody wanted to start now, right? And they had, what would you say maybe is that just the kind of base kit to give to your kids?
Well, I would say depending, so obviously it's a difficult one to answer purely because, and but this is where it's really good to be empowered with knowledge and for parents to know because no one knows your child better than you and no one knows their lifestyle and their diet because, you know, people will tell you, oh, your child has a great diet and you secretly know that they're, you know, cramming on the beige food at home all the time only doing a performance for school.
But everybody shows off when they go into the doctor.
Completely.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Like, my little angel.
Oh, 100%. Yeah, no, I had one drink in the last 6 months. That kind of thing.
And I'm still guilty of it. It's terrible.
Yeah, 100%.
So I would say a general multivitamin, I would generally advise ones from community pharmacies. On that, there's two charts when you download. I actually did a comparison of the main pharmacy brands that are available. So people could look at them, see maybe which ones have a bit of iron in them.
Great.
Which ones have the most B vitamins. So it's really easy for parents to kind of
pinpoint
one is best for their child.
Brilliant.
Obviously, there are lots of great brands out there. And then there are some that just, you know, say things like immune boost and give you everything.
Yeah.
But I would really urge parents to avoid the marketing.
Sheena, it's been brilliant to have you in, and it's really clear. The winter, of course, just finally is looming. And a lot of the stuff that we've talked about applies to adults as well, doesn't it?
Yeah, like a lot of it is so, so similar.
Yeah.
And again, you know, adults can be guilty of having not a great diet.
Yeah.
You can try 5 days a week and maybe fall down certain meals.
Yeah.
Now, you're not going to get, you know, vitamin deficiencies from having a few bad days diet.
Sure.
So it's not as extreme as that. But if you want to get yourself into, I suppose, a fighting fit immunological state, it's no harm to take some vitamin C and zinc. And you can do that through food. Like, you know, so even if people kind of think about, you know, meat and their, I suppose, citrus fruits like orange and stuff like that, to have them. And if they do want to take a multivitamin, it is those A, E, C and zinc that they should be focusing on.
Okay.
And try and take a multivitamin with a meal, because it slows the digestive system down and allows you more time to absorb the nutrients from, you know, the food. And just be careful washing vegetables. That's just a little one. People tend to, if you chop your vegetables before you wash them, then you're losing nutrients in the washing process.
Wow.
So wash them first.
Oh, because
you're slicing and you're opening. And it's the same with cooking them. If you cook them in too much water, then you're losing all the water-soluble vitamins to the saucepan.
Wow.
So try and steam them if you can. And if you don't, use that water in making soup or something else so that you're just not wasting the nutrients.
That's really interesting. It would never even have occurred to me. Sheena, thanks so much for that. I really appreciate it. If you want to hear more about Sheena Mitchell's work and podcasts, you can check out wondercare.ie, and also the charts that we've talked about today are all up on wondercare.ie as well.
And
isn't that right?
I'll pop them on the Instagram as well.
Brilliant. Sheena Mitchell, thanks so much for coming in. I really appreciate it.
Jem Zamparelli on 2FM with Leia Healthcare. Always a beat ahead. Visit leiahealthcare.ie. Leia Healthcare, looking after you always.